News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State. Good morning, 7:05. It's May the 16th, and our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm always joined on Thursdays by Trish Clark. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you are always bright and cheerful.
Even when you
walk in, even when you stagger in a minute before we start, except you don't. You come in, you're all faces
I'm
made
ready
up.
To go.
You look like you can go for the rest of the day.
Absolutely.
Unlike me, who wants to just go lay down after the show for an hour, but that never happens.
No.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm wonderfully well, thank you.
That's good. And gonna be weather today.
And the weather, we've got a little bit of scattered showers. It's 64 degrees right now, rain off and on. So it's gonna be mostly cloudy with a high near 69, rain's tapering off, during the evening hours. Light winds with a 50% chance of showers tonight and tomorrow. So it's kind of balmy.
Well, it is, but you know what? It's not going to hurt rodeo tonight. And guess what, my friends? I have tickets to give away during the show.
And
I
the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards, as always.
Right.
And tonight is pizza night out at Anselmo's.
That's right. It is pizza night out there. And it's rodeo night tonight,
it is
too.
Rodeo. Rodeo all week.
Right. Okay, now, we've got Commander Gibson on the line, but we're going to take Chris Lasondak first from our Wells Fargo advisors. As soon as we push the buttons here. Okay, Chris Lasondak, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over half an hour into today's trading, and the markets are in negative territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 35 points at 15,240. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1657, while the NASDAQ Composite's also down 1 point at 3470. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 118 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Advanced Micro Devices down 71 cents at 367. Bank of America is unchanged at 1344. Ford's down 2 cents at 1467. And EMC Corporation up 73 cents at 2375. Of local interest, Safeway up a penny at $25.49. Costco's down $1.11 at 111.72. And Tri-County's Bank down a nickel at $19.07. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.9%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.23. Oil's up 28 cents a barrel at $94.84. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $10.03 an ounce at $1,382.26, while silver's down a penny at $22.56 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 910 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. A lot going on down at Wall Street. You need the experts there to help you through those wooded areas, those dangerous areas. Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, Commander Gibson, good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Carl, Linda. Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting over this operation, and things are starting to really look up. I am able to take some different medicine, and now it's almost like a breath of fresh air. What I called about was you and Bob Dunlap and some of the veterans put out a call, ten days ago, for some donations to the Purple Heart. A fellow submariner in the Bay Area who's very famous down there and famous to us up here heard the call and sent along some money His name is Leonard Stefanelli. He has a sister, lives in Chico. He's up here pretty often, but Leonard is a submariner who believes in sharing the wealth and helping out. So do I get the check to you? To who should the money go to?
Oh, well, then if it's for the Purple Heart, it would be the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Right.
And we'll get a hold of the gunny and have him get a hold of you. I've got your phone number.
Right.
I just give him a call and say have him call you.
Okay, fine. Anyway, this fellow, he's an unusual fellow. He's the guy that caused the Pompanito to be at Pier 45 some 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Leonard, but if you say submarine, if you say Navy, if you say donation, he's always there. And it's just a wonderful fellow he is, and I want to make sure that he gets credit for this.
Absolutely, sir. Well, we'll have, I'll get the gunny in charge, or I'll get him to give you a call, and then y'all can work this out, and the gentleman will get the full, he'll get the full credit for this, but
we're
also
fine.
You, because you always get credit for a lot of things that you should be.
This isn't mine. I'm strictly the delivery boy, but, I wanted to make sure that I called in and chatted with you. There's another thing we're trying to do. We're getting trying to get help from Brenda Haynes and some other people. We veterans would like to get a sign coming in 44. We've gone to Caltrans, we've gone to everybody but the governor, that says Reading Veterans Memorial Grove, and it's hanging up there where people coming from Bernie, people coming from Reno, they can come in 44. They go across a beautiful new bridge with everything on it, and they see a sign, and they don't miss the Veterans Grove on the 30th when we're going to have 11 o'clock, a big celebration for the fellows that went before us. And I don't know who else. Brenda doesn't know who else to turn to.
So, the Caltrans, they're saying no?
Yeah, Caltrans will not even hear us. We've gone through the city. Well, it's Caltrans property to put a sign up there any place. All we want is, it doesn't have to be anything grandiose. We want to sign signs from the two big signs or something that will say Reading Veterans Grove, and people who are coming from out of town, like I have people coming from Pennsylvania, and they come in 44 and they say, where the heck is this Veterans Grove? If they don't have a GPS.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
They go all the way in, and now they're on Placer going to the cemetery.
Well, I tell you what. Because I can see where there'd be a mix-up there. Let's see what. Let's go talk to the Caltrans people and see what we have to do to get something like that added. Or, there could be something that we can do via the city just to put something there.
It's not something that is some big thing. We have the Veterans Cemetery signs, and they're wonderful, and people use them. And if we had a Veterans Memorial Grove sign up there, it would just help an awful lot of things. And we've worked on that grove now for 20 years, and it is beautiful.
Well, it needs.
There's five of us submariners are going down there next week and clean it up and have it ready for the 30th.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, Commander, I tell you what, we'll call over there. We'll talk. Well, we know some of the people over there and say, hey, what would have to happen so we can get something like that? I know that they're really, Caltrans is really strange. They won't even let you put flags up alongside the road, but
right.
Maybe there's got to be some way that we can get, Nielsen and, who's that other senator? Ted Gaines.
Ted,
oh, yeah. Well, we haven't seen him. We haven't seen him
Brenda's
in a long time.
Brenda's working from LaMoffa's office. She has been an absolute patriot working on this thing,
we'll give it a call
against the blind wall.
Well, we'll see what hoops they want us to jump through, and then
yes,
we'll
sir.
Go. Maybe we can get somebody from the County Resource Development Management Center because they're used to having people jump through hoops, and they could train us. Anyway, okay, Commander, thank you so much, and we'll get the gunny in touch with you, and we'll see what we can do about Caltrans.
All right,
thank you, sir,
you,
and I'm glad you're feeling better, sir.
It's like the Navy. If you want something done, get a hold of the chief or the gunny.
That's right. Okay,
take
sir.
Care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, wait. We got to take a quick break here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up, it's Rodeo Week.
Hi, folks. Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Reading. One at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods, so in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, May the 16th. 64 degrees out there. It's Rodeo Week. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee and cold drinks, plus the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and they do wonderful things for our community. Joe and Shelley do. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I have two tickets for the rodeo. Tonight, general admission. First person to call, 605-4567. You get the tickets. I know you're out there. You've called already. Two tickets to the 65th annual PRCA Silver Tour Rodeo.
And the tickets are gone.
Yep, somebody's calling already. Okay, and if there's two people, is just one person calling? Okay, we'll give some round. Okay, Trish, new police station. With all the other things going on in the world,
yeah,
Benghazi and all that stuff, and the Obama administration, you know, unlawfully, you know, taking letters and unlawfully doing the IRS stuff and then covering up Benghazi, but the police station right here in Reading.
Okay, the police station right here in Reading. You know, they've been talking about this forever, and they have really gone to the point where they absolutely think they have to have another what the community refers to Taj Mahal. Seems to me moving into the Taj Mahal is a great idea. They've got the space there. They've got plenty of room. And if they keep wanting perfection, I don't think they're going to get there. I kind of laughed at Leonard Modi's statement. He comes out, you know, Winchester Mystery House. I think that's a big stretch to even kind of go there, to compare the two buildings. But it may well be that Chief Modi is part of the reason that we're still dealing with this, because he absolutely demanded the best.
Oh, so, and then after him, after he left, after, you know, the plans and
then the economy just kind of went in the tank, and Peter Hansen really just never dealt with it.
Well, Peter, you know, he tried once, and then he realized how much it was going to cost. And Pete was on his, you know,
he was there for a short period of time.
He wanted to get out of here alive.
Yeah, right. I think so. And he really just never made an issue out of it. But Modi did, but he demanded everything down the line, as I remember. Wow. And now to criticize what they're trying to do to create a facility. I think it's a really good idea. If you've ever been in the city hall down there, you know that there's a ton of space there. Well, that could be used and created. And then maybe you put just an attached building on some of the property there to put all that administration, or, you know, all of the rest of.
Well, they're talking about some of the, you know, having it there. The thing that I, you know, and here's a typical BS way of doing things. They put a whole paragraph plus of, stuff by Leonard Modi saying, oh, you know, how this is, it's the best way. It's not the best way to do it. It may be the only way, and then piece it together, which doesn't look good, you know, all that. Front page. And then when you get to the police chief, Paletti, right? Police says he sees no major challenges in having part of his staff in one building, the other in a different building. He said he's walked here. He's 40 feet. Come on, guys. He sees conveniences in this. Plus, he says it's going to work. But it gives him room for 100. It gives him room for 140, I think, 140 officers, which is more than they have. It lets him grow the whole thing. You know, but
look at the design of the building. Yeah. The chambers for the city council is set aside from the rest of the big building. Yep. What's to say you don't do another arch on the other side of the building? And that's how you get to the rest of the police department. Are you kidding me?
I don't even think that's, you know, I just know this is Rob Paletti said this. It's not a single wide trailer. It's a double wide in the sense of it's functional. His men and women will have places to keep their gear, plug everything
in.
It'll have all that stuff in there. All of that stuff that he needs. All the equipment, all the stuff. It's a good plan, and it doesn't cost double what the other one was going to cost us.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, good plan.
Hooray for Paletti. But city, okay, good for Rob. City council, you have caused this. Oh, there's no money, there's no money. Well, we're still no money, and guess what?
We still need
a police station. Oh my God, the sewage backs up, the water fountain catches on fire, and the roof caves in. If I was a prisoner, you couldn't keep me there. My lawyers would tell him, oh no, it's too dangerous, but we put our police there. I've been saying this since 2007. When you gonna do it? Now we have to rush into it. Well, at least something's gonna happen. We'll be right back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include medical home care professionals, HICAP, Walter Hurst Independent Insurance Agent, Golden Living Center, Patrick Black of Edward Jones. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bond, Trish Clark. Thursday, May 16th, it's 7:26 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. It's been providing natural spring water to their customers since 1988, and they get their water right from the base of Mount Shasta, known for it as the best tasting, cleanest, purest water. For more information or order, give them a call at 1-800-922-6227, or just look them up at MountShastaSpringWater.com. Trish, you got something?
Well, you know, the media is finally starting to talk a little bit and actually break the code of silence that they have, where everything is against Obama, about the three things. They're talking about the IRS, they're talking about Benghazi, and they're talking about the CNN reporters who's were wiretapped. And they're making excuses for him, and I don't think anything's going to happen. But the thing that bothers me is the biggest thing in my mind that hit at the same time was that huge press conference that they held, and none of the media showed up that had to do with SEAL Team 6 and the Flight Extortion 17 project, where we had what I think looks like a complete setup to kill, American citizens. There's a 3.5 hour tape out there that pretty much shows that, talks about it. There's a piece in there that if it doesn't make your blood run cold, I don't know what would. You've got all of these flag-draped coffins ready to be transported back to the United States, military lined up, and a Muslim person praying over these bodies. And the translation is that he is damning their souls to hell. And our military and our government stands by and allows this to happen to military personnel?
I would find that. See, you sent me the link. I haven't looked at it yet. I haven't had time. But I will fast forward through that. But
It makes your blood run cold.
I can't believe that our military would be standing there with our fallen heroes and they'd let some Iman sit there and curse them.
You need to watch this 3 hours. These are generals that are there. I wish I'd have brought the list. You would know the names that testified. They showed this film. It's 3.5 hours. The last hour is questions from the audience.
Right.
The first half hour is, okay. I mean, it's good stuff. I said, I'll never watch 3 hours of anything. That's gotta be crazy. I ended up putting it on my iPad, putting it in the kitchen and washing windows and stuff in the kitchen while I was actually watching this because it was absolutely riveting.
Well, what I'll do is I'll take the link to this and we'll put it on the website so people can,
there was so many things exposed, in this 3 hours. My blood just absolutely ran cold, and I will tell you that if we as an American people do not decide to start paying attention to what's going on, these were the families of some of those military, some of the SEAL team that were there. There was SEAL team people who appeared, who said, you've just blown us away. I gotta go.
We gotta go.
Gotta go take a break.
We gotta take a break. We'll be right back after the, after these messages though. Carl Bach, Trish Talk.
The Fox Business Network stocks are swinging between gains and losses as investors digest the latest round of reports on the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Meanwhile, Hess is announcing it has reached an agreement with Elliott Management to resolve its proxy contest. Under the terms of the deal, Elliott will withdraw its slate of five director nominees and support the election of Hess's five new directors. Three of Elliott's director nominees will also be added to the board in 2015. And Apple is taking a bite out of the app market as its online store hits a huge milestone, 50 billion downloads. To commemorate the historic moment, the tech giant gave a $10,000 App Store gift card to the person who downloaded the 50 billionth app, Brandon Ashmore of Mentor, Ohio. Apple says customers are downloading more than 800 apps per second at a rate of over 2 billion apps a month. The App Store opened in July of 2008 with 500 apps. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
Thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. Never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, 64 degrees out there. Going to hit a high of 70. Good. It's not going to be so hot. Everybody can go to the rodeo today.
That's nice. And nice little sprinkles from time to time.
Yeah, 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite, Mike Huber and his merry band of graniteers. Gosh, you know, kitchens, bathrooms, outdoor fireplaces. I mean, everything. They can do it all there, and they are truly artists at what they do with granite. Give them a call at 530-241-7866. That's 241-7866, Estate Granite. Okay, Trish.
Okay, well.
We have lit up the phones.
Yes, we have. So Terry's on the line, and we're going to go to him first. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, Trish, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Good to talk to you.
What am I? Yeah, what am I? Hey, what am I? Chopped liver?
No, buddy. It's always good to talk to you.
Okay, just you know, hurt my feelings.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, ready, pretty interesting thing that's going on with the IRS, and obviously we're involved in that to a bit. At this point, Jay Sekulow is our attorney, has been for a couple of years. So any correspondence that the Reading Tea Party and the con has had from the IRS has gone through Jay Sekulow first. At the ACLJ. The low-level thing is a bunch of crap. We had Wally Herger write a letter to the IRS when he wrote he didn't write about our issue back 2 years ago to a low-level official, number one. Number two, the firing of this particular gentleman who is supposed to be in charge of the IRS, he's going to leave in 2 weeks anyway.
He resigned. They didn't fire him because then he'd lose his pension.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's all BS. But here's something a lot of people haven't asked themselves. There's 20,000 new IRS agents that are going to be in control of the United States people. The people of the United States of America will have them in control of their health care. How do you feel about that?
Well, not very good. And actually, Terry, that has been brought up on some of the things. And that's one of the demands that's being made is you need to, in fact, there's a bill that was introduced yesterday or today by a congressman from I've forgotten where, that will actually defund that portion of Obamacare.
Well, they're going to try to
for those IRS
that particular portion.
But at least, I mean, at least it's on their mind that this is an issue that needs to be addressed.
Well, the whole thing is if they do defund that portion, the bill's gone. There's no enforcement.
Well, there you have it.
That's just. I don't know. That'd be awesome if that happened. I don't know who that person is that's doing that. I've kind of heard that bouncing around, but what we do know is that the hearings today are going to be interesting. We were invited to the hearings in Washington, D.C. We couldn't send anybody to this one, but we will be sending probably people to the next one. And there are so many things that there's details I can't go into, but we've been fighting this here in Reading for 3 years. 3 years.
Well, you know, I find it amusing that people don't, you know, you've got to go take that timeline back and take a look at it. And where does it start? It starts during the election cycles and where they just start putting the pressure on and not awarding, the 501s, the nonprofits so that they could not get into the, I guess you could say they couldn't get in the fight in the election.
Well, Tea Party Patriots, who's the largest organization of Tea Parties, in the United States, still don't have their C-4.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that when you start asking questions about the personal lives of the officers, they want to know everybody's name that's associated with it. They want to know what they want to do. You know, it's not a terrorist organization.
They wanted to know who the speaker's names were, Carl. They wanted to know who the speaker's names were. They wanted to know what they talked about. They wanted to know what people did for a living. They wanted to know if we had aspirations of ever running for office.
Wow, did you give Trish up?
What's that?
Did you give Trish Clark's name up?
I did. Well, actually, I gave your name up because you spoke. But no, the whole thing, we never
answered. That's okay. I had a buddy.
Thank God we had Mark Kent. But we never answered any of that stuff. Yeah. And then, of course, when we got help from the ACLJ, we accepted it gladly. And they've been very, very good. Yeah. And there's more to come. There's a lot more to come. But it's going to be a long road to hoe, and there'll be more information that I can give as we go here. But a lot of the stuff that you're hearing in the news, and a lot of these bills, and a lot of the stuff that's coming up there, a lot of that is smoke screens.
There's a lot more. It's a lot deeper, and they're still doing a cover up. Terry, we got to move on because we've got calls behind you.
Not
so
a problem.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
Okay, let's go to Brian. Brian, good morning.
Hey.
Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Fine.
Good morning, Brian.
You got something about the Muslim cleric?
Huh? Giving me that coastal feeling like I need to be on the coast right now. Hey, the reason why I called was I was listening to you guys talking about the Muslim cleric that did his little chant.
Yes.
And You know, to be honest, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that they would actually allow someone to come in and curse our dead. I really am. I'm trying to find reason in this whole situation. Have they actually had an individual that understands the Muslim culture or even a Muslim define that to us so we really know? Because there's a lot of controversy going on about that whole situation, and I truly do not know who to believe as far as the media is concerned anymore. So it's getting really difficult to,
Well, the fact that the media, the fact that the media refuses to air this other than Fox or a few local programs, they held a huge press conference and with very important people. And I'm not good with military names and I'm not good with remembering all that stuff. And I wrote down the names of the people that appeared in this and these were important people. None of the major media, including Fox, none of the major media showed up at this press conference.
Well, you know, my question, Brian, is just yours, is like yours. I've been involved in a lot of military operations, and I have to admit that things have changed probably in the last 7 or 8 years. But to have a Muslim imam come in there and curse curse in front of the military, who obviously have somebody there that can speak, you know, Muslim or whatever, you know, Farsi or whatever was in there. I shouldn't say Muslim, but speak that language. There's something wrong there. If that did happen, I just can't picture how that happened.
But I haven't seen that
tape yet.
That tape is out there. It's available. Carl's going to put it up on the webpage at the radio station. And I know everybody's busy and they think, oh gosh, we can't take time, but then y'all need to take time to look at it, form your own opinion, maybe do some more research into it. I can't say it's true. It appeared to me with the people involved and the way it was presented and the translation that was given that certainly they were referring to these infidels and the interpretation that they gave on this tape certainly says that it was bad.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'm just trying to find hope that there are individuals out there, even Muslims, that are willing to say, you know, I do feel bad that these individuals died and there was no reason for it. And I guess that's what I'm trying to look for. I'm trying to find some hope there because I'm telling you, I keep turning around and I keep hearing this stuff. You know, and more how we're becoming more sympathetic to this cause that in this whole situation, you know, with the negative connotations from certain Muslims, not all of them, but it's just, and then we're condoning this and even individuals in our organization. What message are we saying to the rest of the world out there?
I'm going to interrupt you, Brian. I'm going to just finish because I think you need to accept the fact that we are catering throughout the world to the Muslim population. Anybody who has still got their head in the sand and is not believing that the current administration is favoring this, doing away with Christianity, and taking over the Muslim thought process is just plain not paying attention. You can look for hope all you want to, but that's the reality.
Yeah, and being a teacher, and I talk to my parents quite often, and I can tell you none of them, maybe one or two of them, have any even idea of what's going on. They don't even listen to the news anymore. None of them listen to the news anymore. They have no idea what's really... They have no idea of the basics that are even going on in our own county. They do not know. This is how bad it's getting in our country. We have completely shut ourselves off from the rest of the world and even from our own people in our own country. It's getting to the point people are locking their doors and staying in their homes, and they're saying to hell with everybody else. I'm going to take care of myself. But the problem is they don't understand that mentality is pretty much saying that you're sheep ready just to be slaughtered. You're just
waiting for someone to slice
your throat.
Well, that's what, you know, once you start isolating people, then you can start taking it smaller gulps instead of one big gulp. But, you know, I can't believe is that we're not rolling over for this. I think that our government is so completely incompetent that the fact that these scandals are starting now, they should have started in the last term. There were so many things, but he got a free ride. But it's so many of them so soon are also put together. They've got to address him now. And then once this starts, maybe his cloak of invincibility is going to start unraveling, and people are going to start looking about what's happening in our country, and we got to run. Thanks a lot, Brian, for your phone call. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up and Rodeo Week.
Hi, folks. Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Reading. One at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 64 degrees, 747 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's locally owned and family operated. Everything you need in a propane company there. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest is Miss Reading Rodeo of 2013, Brandy Sealander. Sealander, right?
Yep.
There we go. It's all printed out to me like that. So, you know what? It's great having royalty here. So, were you born into the royal family, or did you have to earn this?
Oh, I had to earn it.
How do you become queen?
Well, the competition starts in July, and there's a horsemanship part of the competition, and you have to give a speech at the banquet at the end where the coronation, they give a speech and you model and answer impromptu questions. And there's an interview portion before that. And it's a panel of judges, like a giant job interview. There's like six or seven judges stand in front of you, sit at a table, and you're just like on the spot. And it was fun though.
Do you have a preconceived idea of what the questions are going to be? Have they given you a list, or do you just wing it?
You just kind of wing it.
That's good. That's good.
Well, now, when you're wearing a, of course, when you're riding your horse, now, do you own your own horses?
I do.
Is that required to own your own horse?
It's not really required, but you have to have a horse available to you.
All the time. Okay.
All the time.
How many horses do you have?
I have two.
All right. Now, you're 20 years old, mm-hmm. and you go to school at?
I go to school at Shasta College.
Shasta College, and your major is?
I'm an ag business major, animal science minor.
Okay. And what are you going to do with that? I mean, with that degree?
Looking towards like animal pharmaceuticals, maybe farm credit, somewhere around there.
Animal pharmaceuticals. You know why animal pharmaceuticals are good? Because a lot of the pharmaceuticals animals use, people use.
Mm-hmm.
They're just heavier doses, and they're like 100 times cheaper. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Oh, you knew that. Did you know that?
No. Some of them.
At some point. Okay, now, what is your duties as queen?
I go basically wherever I'm told to go. I go to city events, parades, different rodeos.
How long are you active? A full year?
A full year.
Okay.
Do you get to keep that cool crown that's on top of
I
your...
I don't. I get to keep my belt buckle, and I got to keep a saddle.
Oh, so you get a saddle with this?
I get a saddle.
Now, what are your duties during the rodeo?
During the rodeo, I go around town, say hi to people.
Be on radio shows.
Be on radio shows.
Lots of personal appearances.
Lots of personal appearances.
But inside the rodeo itself, what do you do?
Inside the rodeo, at the rodeo, I do my little queen wave and grand entry, and then I...
Wait a minute, let's get that again. The what?
My little queen wave.
And grin.
And grand entry.
I love it. The little queen wave and grin entry.
Wave and one run. And then I push calves in the tie-down roping and the steer wrestling. And I push them out of the arena and...
And you just are out there just generally looking pretty.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And just listening to you and watching you, you're obviously enjoying this very much.
Yeah, I am.
Good for you.
What's not to enjoy?
I know, right?
I mean, my gosh, you get, I mean, people drive you around and you get to go see, have you found out? I tell you what, we got to take a break. I'm going to actually get us back on time. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be talking to Brandy when we get back. Miss Reading Rodeo 2013.
Carol thought she was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Take a walk on the wild side with your favorite canine friend on June 4th at Haven Humane Society's third annual Dogathon. This 5K walk for the animals includes Hennigan's Spinning Frisbee Canine Team, Doggy Personality Contest, and Agility Course. Visit the Arts and Crafts booths, microchipping, rabies vaccines, dog licenses, and more. Bring family, friends, and your favorite canine. Join us to help the shelter animals. Call 241-5262 to register or go online to havenhumane.net. Thank you.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
I know, I'm talking. I'm just talking out loud. And Carl Bott, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark and me. It is 7:54. We're talking about rodeo here, of course, because we got Miss Reading Rodeo. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, an in-store deli in Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. And they are the North State's nutrition experts. What more can you ask for? I mean, great people down there at Orchard Nutrition. You just want to stop in and talk to them for a half an hour and then get all the neat stuff they have, including raw milk. 221 Locust Street in Reading, or give them a call at 530-244-9141, 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition. Our guest is royalty today, Miss Reading Rodeo, Brandy Seelander. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
You want to give away a couple tickets to the rodeo tonight?
Yeah, we got
okay.
A couple general admission, right?
General admission for tonight. It starts at 6:45, but you might want to be there and sitting there about 5:30 and watching the stuff going on or 6.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've got two tickets for general admission for the first person that calls, 605-4567. It's going to be a great night tonight for rodeo. It was a lot of people there last night. What did you see last night, Brandy, that you really liked?
Well, I didn't get to see much.
Oh, because you're working.
My favorite part of last night was when I got home from the rodeo. And I look on my phone, and I have a picture from my sister. She just got back from Afghanistan, and she's got a picture, poster board saying, "I love Miss Reading Rodeo."
She just got
that
back.
Made my night.
She just got back from Afghanistan?
Yeah, she did. She had a six-month tour, and she was supposed to try and... They were going to surprise her, come up and surprise me last night, but things didn't work out. So kind of bummed about that, but I liked my picture.
Well, welcome home and thank her so much for her service here. We have two tickets here for general admission to the Reading Rodeo for tonight, for the first caller, 605-4567. And we've got a couple more we're going to be giving away too. But have a great time tonight. Okay. When you, if you noticed, I mean, is it a, do you get to go back behind the chutes at all and see what's going on? Or they pretty much keep you,
around? They're on the north end of the arena is what we call the alleyway. I'm pretty much standing over there waiting for them to tell me, "Hey, you need to get in there."
And then you ride out, huh?
And then I ride out or walk out for the mutton busting.
Oh, yeah, you help out with the mutton busting.
I do help out with the mutton busting.
Now, how do you like that? Did you ever do that when you were growing up?
I don't think I did. I'm trying to get my niece to do it, but she's kind of a baby.
They're so cute out there.
They are.
Some of them just really get into that and mm-hmm. know exactly what they're doing. They're so authoritative. And then others are, you know, kind of, that's a good part of the rodeo.
Yeah. One of those little girls rode her sheep clear across the arena last night, and I look at her mom, I was like, "Does she ride horses?" She's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "I can see it."
Yeah.
She was holding on.
I know that's a long ride too for those little kids. Now, Saturday night. This is a brand new extravaganza we have
Champions
going on
Challenge.
Here. That's right. And we're going to have the top cowboys in the nation are going to be here Saturday night. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to be there. Well, of course, I'm going to be there tomorrow night too for the, Chicks and Chaps.
Yeah.
They're having there and the breast cancer awareness. Linda, of course, is involved in that. And I think I'm going to wander in there and sit down for a while and wear my pink shirt. And then be back Saturday for the Champions Challenge.
Yeah.
That ought to be a lot of fun.
They're going to be at Crown Motors, I think noon on Saturday too to do the draw and sign autographs.
That's right. After the parade, which of course starts at 10 o'clock down there. And then, tomorrow, pancake breakfast.
Can't miss pancake breakfast. Do you know that there are honestly people in Shasta County, in the city of Reading, who do not know about the pancake breakfast.
It's crazy.
That makes me crazy. How can they not know about it?
Well, there's people that don't know there's a Reading rodeo every year.
Yeah, they are.
You know, I mean, you can't believe that either. How can you not know that there's a rodeo and that there's a pancake breakfast that 11,000 people go to?
Well, it's a big deal.
11,000 people.
Yeah.
It's so good, too.
It is.
It's not so like your neighborhood goes to it. It's like everybody goes to it.
It's always amazing to me how they can serve that many people. And the line kind of goes. You don't stand in line for too long.
You just kind of
It's a great event. Yeah.
Now, you're going to be down at the Pancake Breakfast,
too.
Oh,
I will. Of course, I will.
There'll be cowboys going by, so we expect you to stop by. We're going to be doing a remote there and bring one of the cowboys over. I'll try to ring one up. At least one. Bull Rider. I think we had Bull Riders last year. They are just funny. I ride bulls. You know, there's this look in your eye, you know. Yeah. Anyway.
I've got friends that ride bulls.
They're a strange group.
You have girlfriends that ride bulls?
No.
Oh, I've good friends. Oh.
I've got male friends. That ride bulls in Arizona.
Okay. All right. Tonight, 6:45. We still have two tickets here. This is unusual. We've got two tickets to give away to the rodeo for tonight. These are, I don't know how much these tickets are usually, but these are free. For tonight, general admission, give us a call at 605-4567. Brandy Seelander, Miss Reading Rodeo 2013. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And you're a great representative, I believe, for this. I mean, you're real happy and it looks like you're enjoying yourself and that you do a lot of good things.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good part. Nice grin and wave as you come in. I like that.
What is that? I give my little wave and grin. My little wave and grin. Okay. Thanks a lot, Brandy. We'll see you tonight.
Thanks for being here with us this morning.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
I'm Dave Anthony.
This is an out-of-control government.
The Tea Party conservatives targeted by the IRS are speaking out.
We don't ask for special treatment. We only ask for decency and fairness.
Just the day after the IRS's acting commissioner resigned. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Several Tea Party activists joined Tea Party lawmakers on Capitol Hill to demand action.
Someone needs to be held responsible. Someone needs to be imprisoned. Someone needs to be prosecuted.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says that starts with finding out who came up with the policy of targeting Tea Party groups in the first place. Other lawmakers say they wonder, if this happened to political activists, what will the IRS do when it's enforcing Obamacare? Dave.
Rich, the Obama administration releases emails detailing the process of what to tell the media right after the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
Republicans describe the 100 pages of emails and notes as a start, but say the administration should release all unclassified documents about Benghazi. Emails released last night show an internal feud between the State Department and CIA about what to leave out of public talking points. Then CIA Director General David Petraeus critical of final revisions. Meantime, more hearings here are in the works. Ambassador Thomas Pickering and former Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen say they're prepared to testify about the independent Benghazi report they authored, Dave.
Jared, a Senate committee has along party lines approved Thomas Perez as to be Labor Secretary, but Republicans could still try to block his confirmation at the full Senate, claiming he's an ideologue. People are sifting through what's left in tornado-ravaged areas of North Texas.
I really seriously thought the house was just going to be picked up. That's what it felt like.
As the search continues door to door.
Seven remain unaccounted for this morning. Six died overnight, 45 people injured, and we're now hearing about 110 homes either damaged or destroyed.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in Granbury. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email. Then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Two American troops are dead in Afghanistan, among 15 killed when a suicide bomber rammed a NATO convoy. Foreign contractors and children were also killed. The U.S., Israel, and our allies have long tried to stop Iran from building an atomic bomb. Now Iran says it is open to new nuclear talks. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, Iran's chief negotiator saying the country is ready to resume talks with world powers immediately. The negotiations had stalled, but Saeed Jalili, after meeting with a senior European Union diplomat, says Iran is now open to holding fresh negotiations. The group of six world powers, including the US, wants Iran to suspend uranium enrichment work amid fears it's trying to build nuclear weapons. Iran says it won't stop production, insisting its nuclear program is peaceful. And separate negotiations Wednesday between Iran and the UN's nuclear agency in Austria ended without a breakthrough. Dave.
Simon, and the 19-year-old New Orleans police were urging to turn himself in. Arrested last night, Keith Scott is the accused gunman in the Mother's Day parade shooting that left 19 injured. On Wall Street, the Dow is up two more points, despite some reports showing that unemployment claims spiked up last week, and there was also a drop in new home construction. A new American Idol will be crowned tonight.
Candace Glover auditioned in season 9 and season 11, and it looks like the third time could be the charm for the soulful R&B singer.
This year, I know fully who I am, and I'm more confident now, and I think that has a lot to do with why I made it, and I'm so glad to be here.
Cree Harrison represents the country fan base.
I'm the next American Idol because I'm a true artist and I love music.
The season 12 finale airs tonight on Fox.
That's Sabrina Sabah. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda, of course, has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. And Trish is always our Thursday morning
Good
host.
Morning. Yeah, it's so nice to be here. I look forward to Thursday morning.
So what's weather going to be like today?
Well, the weather is, we've got showers off and on. It's 64 degrees as we speak. Showers likely throughout the day, mostly cloudy with a high near 70 today, low of 54 tonight, and a chance of precipitation is 70%. So we're going to have some rain off and on for the next couple of days. And into the weekend perhaps as well. So it's cooling off and that's really great.
It's cooling off, but it's still rodeo.
It's still rodeo, and we're talking sprinkles. We're not talking rain. No, we're just talking a little bit of
like last night cool supposed off. To have that.
And it's great for rodeo weather.
It's great rodeo.
And the weather as always is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards, where it's pizza night tonight.
It is pizza night tonight. We're going to give away a couple more tickets to the rodeo later on, but let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor for our market minute, Chris Lasondat.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's training, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 3 points at 15,280. The S&P 500 down 2 points at 1656, while the NASDAQ Composite's adding 8 points at 3480. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 200 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $5.15 at $434.06. Intel up a penny at $24.20. Cisco Systems up $2.56 at $23.75, while Microsoft is up 19 cents at $34.04. Of local interest, Costco down $1.10 at $111.73. Home Depot down 68 cents at $77.20. And Harley Davidson is off 26 cents at $58.62. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.87%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.23%. Oil's up 81 cents a barrel at $95.37, and precious metals are mixed with gold down $3.99 an ounce at $13.88.30, while silver is up 16 cents at $22.73 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. Hey, thanks a lot, Chris, for our Market Minute from Wells Fargo. It happens Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because, you need some experts that are there to help you work your way through Wall Street. And that's the people at our Wells Fargo Advisors office down on Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about experts. We have the expert here.
Upcoming Senior Expo.
That's right, Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Kurt Largent Radio Show, heard every Saturday here on KCNR 1460 from 9 to 10. I would like to take this opportunity to personally invite you to attend a real estate clinic brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce Mortgage with Chris Lamb and Sheldon Largent Realty. At this clinic, we will be discussing Reading's hot real estate topics, everything from flipping homes, first-time buyers, understanding how banks work as sellers, creative financing for buying investment properties, building wealth with real estate, and Chris will tell you how to buy even with zero down. There's also the difficult question of how to get your offer accepted with multiple offers. There's much, much more we'll talk about. In fact, if you're desperate to sell your home, come to this seminar. We'll make you an offer to purchase your home and close it in 10 days. This seminar will be held Thursday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop. The seating is limited, so to guarantee a seat, please call 530-282-1767. That's 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop, and we hope to see you there.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda's not here. She's got On the Spot with Linda Bott. So on Thursdays, as every Thursday for the last year or so, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
How are you? Let me say who we're brought to, and then you can go for it.
Okay.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's getting hot out there, my friends. You probably need somebody to come in there and take a look at what you have, make sure that the filters are clean, that it's maintained. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air.
Okay, and we've got with us this morning the experts on senior care in Shasta County. We're talking about the Spring Senior Expo. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Trish. It's like a blast from the past.
It is. It's so fun to be here because I was planning this in my previous life with Sharon when she first opened her business, and it's been such a tremendous success and such a valuable thing for our seniors in Shasta County.
Well, you know what, Sharon? You are the epitome of a success story.
Well, thank you so much. It's been my privilege.
Well, but it's also been noticed by organizations, Chamber of Commerce and other groups that, you know, business associations that you are the business person of the year and your business is there. And there's a reason for that.
Well, you know, when I opened back in 2004 in my dining room, my kids pouring cereal on the edge of my desk. It's been a long haul till now, 9 years later, but I will say one of the things I learned very early on was that not having the resources available to direct people to when they called me was the worst phone call in the world. And crisis mode decision making is never fun for families. And knowing what resources are available in our community is so, so important way ahead of time. And when I got those phone calls back in 2004 and I couldn't help them and I didn't know who could help them, I really, really decided, you know, I need to figure out a way to get these resources, to get these names, to be able to hook people up with what they need. And so, you know, back then in 2004, when I first met Trish, we had our senior expo inside Gottschalk's. They were a great community supporter of the event. We've had wonderful sponsors and wonderful vendors and from nonprofits to for-profits supporting it. And then a few years ago, Macy's stepped up. So we're getting ready to have our event next Wednesday, the 22nd, inside Macy's and really excited. This is probably my 12th one and it just gets better every year and the seniors line up and they're ready for it.
Well, you know what? It's a good thing for them because we're going to be down there on a remote. And what I've noticed is that we are surrounded by people. and they are so excited about what's going on. About all the different I guess you say vendors, but it's more than vendors. It's people that are there to assist. And it's not just for, I like to say it's not just for seniors. It's for their families.
Absolutely. And their
absolutely
caregivers.
You need the caregivers and the families. It's good for all groups to get in there and find out what is available. Mm-hmm. You made a great point about don't wait until one of your family members needs this care. It's time to get out. This is a great opportunity to find out all the services that are available ahead of time so that you know how to pick up. And there's pamphlets available. It's going to be all kinds of information on all kinds of issues.
Absolutely. And you know, Trish, that's exactly the point that I hit home a lot is it gives us more independence in our aging process to know what's available, to tell our families, hey, I want to stay in my home and here's the resources. I have the brochures available. I've made the contacts. If I have to go to rehab for therapy, here's the company that I want to do it. You know, and if our children don't live in Reading and we want to age here, you know, a lot of times they end up moving their loved ones near them because they don't know the resources that are here.
And that is so sad because I have seen any number of times, and I'm not, excuse me, I'm not saying that it's absolutely the wrong thing to do, but if you've got a parent who has lived their entire life in a community, has a support system, and the only thing that they have in a faraway city is their children, don't do that to them. If you can put them in place in their hometown, they're going to be so much more comfortable.
Right.
You make the trip and go visit them.
Mm-hmm.
You move them into a community. 9 times out of 10, your life is too full, too busy for that parent.
Absolutely.
And they then feel totally isolated. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sharon, you've got a lot of people that we need to talk to you here.
I do. Joining me right now is Marlene Myers from Precious Cargo, who is one of our main sponsors this year. Thanks, Marlene.
Thank you, Sharon. What a privilege to be with you again this year.
I think this is your third or fourth year as a main sponsor.
Yes, it is, and I'm excited.
So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what you guys do and what you're going to have for them to see at the expo?
Well, you've probably seen our vans around town, whether it's the black Mercedes or the white Ford vans. You'll see them driving everywhere with that heart on the side that says Precious Cargo. We're here to serve the community. We take care of seniors and disabled. We get you to your doctor's appointments, dialysis, physical therapy, whatever you need to go to, even the fun things like weddings. And you can call us anytime. We have a 24-hour service 7 days a week, and we'll be out at the expo to show you a little bit of what we do. We've got a slideshow that we will present, and we've got some brochures and business cards so you can access that at any time.
And the wonderful thing about Precious Cargo, and a lot of people are still understanding what non-emergency medical transport means, is that if you have a loved one who is having issues with mobility, who isn't bearing weight all of a sudden, who needs to be transported somewhere, I've had more than one family call my office trying to manhandle this person who may have a medical issue into the car, where Marlene and her staff with their gurneys and wonderful, stronger, safer men will come out and help that loved one onto a gurney or into a wheelchair with a caregiver that can ride along to the doctor's appointment in a safe way. Because even my staff, you know, I'll let the family know we're not trained to help a non-weight-bearing individual to get to a doctor's visit.
You have a 200-pound person.
Absolutely.
And it becomes, you're surprised how heavy a 150-pound person can become if they can't help themselves.
Absolutely. And if you
don't know how to do that. The other thing is a lot of the transport companies that are available are curb to curb. And you need to know that.
Right.
Instead of door to, or inside.
Yeah, and so we, absolutely, and if your loved one's been in a hospital stay for a couple days and they're weaker, you know, Marlene's staff with Precious Cargo will come out and get them home safely and into the house because, again, sometimes people are weaker after 2 or 3 days in the hospital. You have a staircase, you know, we're still figuring out mobility issues. We don't want to, you know, I've had more than one family get them home and all of a sudden, wow, we're in the car now. How are we getting them up the stairs? And there's nothing worse than that and, you know, possibly endangering the safety of your loved one and yourself if you're the caregiver. So have I tooted your horn a lot, Marlene?
You have. Just remember, we treat everyone like they're a favorite grandma or a favorite grandpa. That's the motto of our business. We've got the most fantastic drivers and fantastic support staff that keep us on the road. It's just, it's awesome. And we work with great people like Sharon and different facilities here in town. It's just a wonderful community to be in.
And I've been out at homes when Marlene's staff is bringing home someone on hospice and the family's so grateful to get their loved one home to be with them in their final days. And they've removed doors and, you know, jimmy-rigged things to get people up into the room they want to be in. And I mean, sometimes when you're getting people home with a gurney to an older home, I mean, it takes some creativity and they are just positive and wonderful and compassionate to this person. And it's just, they're a great company.
Are your services available throughout throughout Shasta County or just in the greater Redding area?
No, it is throughout Shasta County. I mean, we service different areas. We've actually been to Washington State. We've been to Southern California. We've gone to Nevada, wherever you need to go.
And so a lot all of times, around, even the little boondocks in Shasta
even
County.
Even the little boondocks.
Perfect.
Well, that's good. If you need to move somebody from the hospital back home, mm-hmm. and get them inside, mm-hmm. and then where people from home helpers can help take care of them.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And are you going to have your electric gurney, too, for us at the expo?
Well, I'm working on getting that. We've become so busy that sometimes I don't get to use it for the day.
Yeah, and they have great, great equipment. And, again, the caregiver can ride along. And so it's a great agency to work with. And we've been very fortunate to have you there. So thanks, Marlene.
Thank you, Sharon.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here with Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. We're talking about the annual Spring Senior Expo, which over 45 vendors. And free bags of goodies for the first 100 people
that
come in.
Yeah, the first 100 seniors get a $10 gas card. So we usually have a line. So
there you go. And that's true. They mm-hmm. start lining up. And mm-hmm. you better be ready because, you know, I've been there the first year. And y'all were ready. And they're like, okay, where is it? But they're
right.
pushing.
They know.
they're ready looking for that gas.
I have learned if you say you're going to do it at a certain time, you better do it at that time. That's it.
Because they're going to be lined up an hour before.
Yeah, they're there. They're sitting all around us talking to us, you know, mm-hmm. because if you're going, what time, when are you going to give that? Okay, it starts at 8 a.m.
8 a.m. And what we do is we start handing out tickets. We have 100 blue tickets. So the first 100 people, if they start coming at 7, we will be giving out those blue tickets. So.
And they will be there.
They will.
That's dangerous to say. Don't give an hour any earlier than that, Sharon.
The mall does not open till 6:30, so you can't come any earlier.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Redding. Saddle up and Rodeo Week.
Hi, folks. Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Redding, one at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindolelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, May 16th. 8:24. We're here with Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, and because the Spring Senior Expo is around the corner. The 22nd.
Yes, a Wednesday. Week from yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Wednesday, May 22nd. Wednesday. It's going to be inside Macy's Park in the Hilltop Drive lot. That's important.
Okay, Sharon, we have Susan here.
We have Susan Tiffany from Windsor Care Center, which is one of our main sponsors this year, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what they do and what our seniors can expect to see at their booth at the expo.
Well, I want to thank you for inviting us. We're really excited about being one of the sponsors this year. We've been very supportive of the Senior Expo. Windsor Reading Care Center is located at the end of Court Street, just below Mercy Hospital, right down the hill on the corner. And we specialize in skilled nursing and rehab. So when folks get finished having their total hip done or they have a complicated medical problem after being in the hospital, and as you know, people are leaving the hospital sooner all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then it gives us a place where we can get them recouped, get them back on the street, and get them going, getting back home, which is what it's all about. And I was just explaining how excited we are because one of the two VA facilities in town, and so we especially take our seniors under wing and support them and take care of them and get them back back home again.
That's wonderful. And, you know, one of the things I want to say as we've been talking about, you know, educating yourself on the resources in town, most every senior that ages here is going to spend some time in rehab at one point or another. You're going to probably have a surgery, have an illness. Even if you spend three days in the hospital, you'll qualify under Medicare for some rehab. So tour some facilities. Go tour Windsor and meet their staff and understand what they do. Rehab is so, so important. In fact, Medicare did a study a few years ago to show at a certain age, rehab quit working because they wanted to quit paying for it. They got up to the age of 107 and abandoned their own study because they could never show that rehab quit working. So you're going to need it. Rather than be discharged from the hospital when you're sick and not know where you're going, go over and meet Susan's staff over at Windsor Care Reading and get a tour. And you guys have had some changes over there, right?
We've had some big changes. Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful facility that's all been redone and redecorated, and excellent staff. We have a fantastic administrator who is a nurse himself, which I'm very proud of saying. So he really gets it, and he understands what we need to do. And what I really invite people to do, and being an old war horse as I am in nursing, and being in the community for a while, I really invite people just to call us. They have questions. They have questions about what's going on. And usually they're in a crisis mode. You know, they're in the hospital, and all of a sudden your mom needs to go to rehab, or mom needs care and dad needs care, and they're working. It's where our society is today. Mm-hmm. And so to call us, come see us, ask those questions. If we can't provide the service for you, we'll try to let you know where you can go to get that.
And a lot of people don't realize when they get discharged to a rehab facility, they have a say over which rehab facility they can go
to. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so when they are in the hospital, the families need to do a little research, or even before they're going to be in having a hospital procedure, come and see us.
You said you're associated with the veterans. The VA?
Yes, we are.
And so what does that mean exactly? Is that, you know, that you've got special programs there for veterans, or it's that it's linked to the VA?
When we have patients that are with our VA clinic up here, or we have veterans up here in the North State that are requiring medical care after being in an acute hospital, we're contracted with the VA to provide care for them, and we interface with the VA on taking care of these folks. A lot of the time on bigger procedures are sent back down to the Bay Area. So we'll get referrals from our local folks from up here in the five northern counties, who need to come back to this area to get rehab so they can go home, and then they're followed up at the VA clinic. So we work closely with them, and I'd like to also invite people. We help with supporting the VA cafe, to help, our seniors who are up there waiting for their services. So we encourage people in the community, too, if they'd like to donate over there to the VA cafe, that would really be great.
That's what I was going to bring up, the same thing. And that I was going to jump right in, because it's important to know that there are special services for our veterans as well. And again, the point I want to just keep bringing back to this whole thing, this is your opportunity to find out about these things before you need them. Mm-hmm. Go down, talk to you at the expo, and have this information. And if you are a senior, put a little note on your refrigerator. This is where I want to go if something happens to me. Kind of do a little prep work here and control your life a little bit.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Just
we have a minute left. we're having the senior meetings. We just had one about 3 weeks ago on the new healthcare issues and all the issues involved with that. So we're going to be having another one this next month. And so keep your ears open to the senior educational program at Windsor Reading Care Center.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
We're going to have some more guests on in a few minutes, and we're talking about the Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's next Wednesday at 8. How'd I do, Carl?
You did great. you know, Sharon, you're better at this than I am. You know, the reason that we're doing this, we only got like 30 seconds left. The reason we're supporting this so much is the fact is that Sharon runs a quality operation, and she puts everybody together here to get people ready. It's a tremendous amount of work to make this, you know, to make this happen and be a success. Sharon, you're doing this for our community, and we so much appreciate that.
Well, it is my pleasure. We'll be back with some more sponsors in a little bit.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The day after the president announced the removal of the acting IRS head for controversial actions by some IRS agents against conservative groups, a Tea Party favorite speaks out.
What the president needs to say is that he and his administration will be fully cooperative with the United States Congress so that we can restore the American people's trust and the credibility of the IRS.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, a founder of the Tea Party Caucus. Stephen Miller, the ousted IRS head, is expected to appear before the House Ways and Means Committee tomorrow, and he's listed as a witness for a hearing before the Senate next week.
The FBI is now looking into whether IRS employees committed civil rights violations or went afoul of the Hatch Act, which bans federal workers from some partisan activities.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. This is a Fox News Alert.
Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paint. With all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. It's 64 degrees out there, 8:34 in the morning. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. You don't know this. You just haven't been listening. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest today, Sharon Clark from Home Helpers, our favorite place here in town.
Thank you. And I have to say a shout out to Trish. It's like you never age.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow.
Honestly, I was just sitting here thinking about that. You know, we women don't give enough compliments. When you think it about somebody, you should say it. So there you
well,
go, Trish.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. She's always right. But I could tell you one morning that she rolled in here at 7:05, and I was getting ready to just, okay, Trish just didn't make it. She comes streaming in here, just like ready. Takes a step behind the microphone and go, and I say, and Trish Clark, and she takes off.
Maybe like she had a bad hair day that day, Carl.
Well, you know, you mornings are not my forte. I really like I'm a night person. 5:30 in the morning is not a good time.
And to be on your A game, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're here to talk about the 12th, I want to say annual, but I don't know if it's annual, but it's at least the 12th Spring Senior Expo. It's going to be in next Wednesday, May 22nd, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. inside Macy's. There's going to be so many great things going on, but Sharon is putting it on and put it all together. And you know what? We really appreciate this because it really does a lot for the community.
Thank you,
Sharon.
Carl. And it is a great event. If you haven't been before, again, it's for seniors, but also their caregivers, family members. If you have an aging loved one or you plan to age here. So when you arrive at 8, we open the doors from the mall into Macy's. The first 100 seniors receive a goodie bag with a $10 gas card in it. You get a passport with a random sampling of vendors. Once those vendors sign off your passport, kind of like a bingo card, we enter those into a drawing. At 1 o'clock, we do three $100 Macy's shopping sprees. We also have breakfast with Manhattan Bagel, lunch with Blimpy Subs, and coffee and salads. And so we have free food for all of our seniors. Upstairs, we're going to be doing a bunch of new drawings this year of some wonderful prizes. A lot of the vendors do prizes at their booths, so it's just a really, really fun event. There's a lot happening. We're going to do a fashion show at 10, right outside of Macy's, senior fashion. So there's a lot going on. So if you don't have anything to do next Wednesday, I encourage you to come out. And one of the people you'll get to meet out front is Mike from Northern Rehab Equipment, and they've been a main sponsor for a few years now. Mike, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Sharon. This is a great, great place to be. For next Wednesday. We have been part of this actual program or this expo for the last 3 years. At least that's how long I've been here, and it has been fantastic ever since, which I never pass up an opportunity to be a major sponsor with Sharon because she runs such a great program. It's been phenomenal every year. And Northern Rehab Equipment is going to be out front of Macy's, so we kind of get a big spot where we're going to bring some equipment so people can look at some walkers and rollators, maybe a power scooter or something. And so if there's folks out there that are interested in those kind of things, they get a chance to look at those as well.
And I think it's great, and as Trish and I have been discussing throughout the show, it's kind of a non-threatening environment. It's a great time to just educate yourself without having to go to someone's office to make an appointment. If you're just not sure what you need or when you need it, this is like a resource fair, basically. So you can come and get the brochures and meet the owners and the managers of these different agencies. We have some great nonprofits also. So these are folks that can't afford a lot of times to get out and market themselves. And we will have Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Services Office there. We will have the Shasta County Veterans Museum staff there, and some other VA resources there, along with Mike. And tell us a little bit about your showroom, Mike, and what you guys have available.
You know, and the other thing I want to say, it is a non-threatening environment. It's like a big party. Mm-hmm. Is really what it is. I mean, you get a bunch of folks out there at the same time, and it's a great gathering. But Northern Rehab Equipment, our involvement in this community is to service the older folks in this community that need help with power mobility, the way to get around, certain home medical equipment that just, you just can't go without. And so we've got a large showroom over on South Market Street at 3048 South Market Street. And we've been there for quite a few years. It's been about 7, maybe 8 years, I think. About a 12,000 square foot showroom, so a person can walk in there and take a good look at whatever that they need, and they can get some ideas that would help them in their home. We do home evals. We'll go out to the house, we'll take a look at what they're working with, and we can kind of provide a piece of equipment that would best safely suit each patient and their home. So that's one of the things that we specialize in. And there's everything from a walker to a cane tip to a $40,000 power wheelchair, if that's what you're desiring, or even a scooter that looks like a quad runner. I mean, we've got them all. So.
And one of my pet peeves I want to hit on is there's no reason why your mom should be using Uncle Bill's walker from 15 years ago. Medicare covers a walker.
That is absolutely right.
I go in and people are using outdated equipment. I had somebody with a commode on wheels one time because they didn't know that Medicare would cover the commode. And so, staff, they're over there. They can tell you what Medicare will pay for, how to get the prescriptions from your physicians, et cetera. But equipment, a lot of times when we're out in the homes too, takes the place of actually having to have a caregiver. If you can get a safe equipment in there, that would alleviate having to pay someone to be there and empower you more and give you more independence. So if you've had a fall, if you have a loved one who you want that home assessment, where the handrails might go, depending on what, if they've had a stroke or what their mobility issues are. And Mike and his staff have helped a lot of our clients, and they're wonderful. So
yeah,
there's a lot available in this community, and this is everyone's opportunity to find out exactly what is available, mm-hmm. so that you know in advance before you need it to go. And I keep hitting on that, but I want to encourage everybody, caregivers, friends, don't wait till a person's in the hospital or has fallen down and needs the equipment. Know in advance, go by, pick up these business cards, go through all these booths, spend a leisurely day, get that information there so you could get it right at your fingertips when and if something. And something will happen to all of us eventually.
Absolutely.
As we say, it's too late to put the sappy plate in after you've been shot in the chest. So this is, and Sharon is the, you can write that one down. Sharon is our point of contact for all of this, and we've got to take a quick break here.
No problem.
Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, and we're talking about the Spring Senior Expo, and you know what? What a great time. We're going to be down there. So you come on down, get on the radio with us, and we'll be, and it's just a great event for, and not just seniors. Get that out of your head. It's for families to find out what's going on.
Caregivers, families, the group. Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
The 65th annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town this week. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with 3 performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday is family night. Thursday is jack-in-the-box night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the inaugural Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-County's Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to readingrodeo.com or visit the rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo Grounds Water Life this week for the annual Reading Rodeo. Call the Rodeo Grounds for tickets at 241-8559.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. And I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm just not paying attention at all, am I, today, Bob? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State, 605-4567. It is 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. They handle not only Redding, but all of the North State, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. What's a better time to buy a Ram truck is during rodeo week, too. They take great pride in every vehicle they sell, and their service department is absolutely outstanding. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177 now. On Saturday at Crown Motors, they're going to have all the cowboys there after the parade. So you can come down and see national-level cowboys. The champions of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association will be down at Crown Motors. That's Saturday at noon. But we are here with, you know what, you talk about a total professional. Right here, Sharon Clark, Home Helpers.
My ego is just getting a huge boost today, Carl.
Well, you know what? That was, look at that. You just blew the board out because Sharon Clark is with us. We're talking about our 12th annual Spring Senior Expo that's going to happen next Wednesday, May 22nd, at inside Macy's.
Well, thank you for having us. And yes, it's happening 8 to 1 next Wednesday, May 22nd. We'll have breakfast and lunch. Wonderful vendors throughout the store, just inside Macy's, not the mall, but inside Macy's. And joining me now is Jeff Zeller with Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics. And Jeff, you've been with us since we were in the Gottschalks days.
Yes, absolutely.
Many, many years now.
Yes.
But this year you're a main sponsor, so you'll be right out in front of Macy's. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your company and what people can expect to see at the expo this year?
Well, thank you, Sharon. We have been in Reading, since 2005, and, we are, suppliers of orthotics or bracing for folks and also prosthetic devices. And we pride ourselves on, giving the patient the full treatment from the beginning of consultation for a device all the way through to the education, the fitting, the follow-up, making sure that the device is working to treat their condition.
And I know, especially with the seniors, you have you supply the bracing if they have like a compression fracture, the back fractures. If they have diabetes, there's diabetic footwear for them now with the prescription. So there's a lot of reasons that seniors should know about you and what you guys provide.
Yes, we'll have some of those devices there for folks to look at. And I try to bring a couple of different sizes of some of the back bracing options for people because sometimes they don't know that, you know, they see something in Walgreens or something like that, and they try that, and they say that really didn't work. But those are really just kind of an off-the-shelf kind of a solution to a back problem. And so we have a little more exotic bracing. And when I say exotic, I mean they are more compressive. They are built with different structures that you just don't see in the store.
And I think, you know, I know a lot of my clients have dealt with, you know, osteoporosis. We have a lot of women that are dealing with a lot of bone issues, and that's definitely something I know you come in contact with and can support them through that process.
Yes, we work locally with a lot of the orthopedists, and you know, we work off their prescription. They usually come up with the diagnosis, and then we come up with a device that's going to function and allow that bone to heal, or at least brace that bone to allow them to have more comfort throughout the day.
And I know, you know, sometimes people we've talked in the past will, you know, send away for different bracing and support items, where in your facility they're going to come in, they're going to get that service, they're going to get it fitted to them. If they lose weight or something changes, your staff is there to educate them and fix that for them and help them with that.
Yes, that's one of the things we really pride ourselves on is our service, and that is that when once we provide a device for a patient, even if it is an off-the-shelf brace, we want to form it to them. We want to take and supply them with continual care for that brace. You know, so if they are having a spot that's bothering them, we have pads. We can take and glue in pads. We have a full lab in-house right there that we can sew new straps on if we need to, or add a strap somewhere to help support us. Particular area that maybe just the off-the-shelf brace is not doing on its own. So we can do a lot of things to customize.
Well, you know, here's the thing is you can go off, you know, you can go on the internet and buy stuff. Oh, I've saved $10. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? You lose 5 pounds, you gain 5 pounds. It doesn't fit, and now it causes problems in another part of your body.
Absolutely.
And this is the thing about when you go to Jeff and or any of our locals is that if you've got something, they're going to take care of you. And that $10 you save, guess what? It's going to end up costing you thousands, mm-hmm. and maybe a toe.
Well, and the reality is that if you've got on an ill-fitting device, it can do more damage to you than it's doing good. You may be better off without it.
Yes.
So shop local, shop with somebody that can fit you, help you, and get all that information beforehand. You're one of the 45 booths, over 45 booths that are going to be available. And get that information in advance. Talk to your specialist. It's important.
Yes, and Jeff will be there. And the other thing great that they have is they have a mastectomy boutique in back of their facility. So if you have a mastectomy, they have bras and bathing suits and lingerie and a wonderful...
And now workout. My wife said to, mm-hmm. yeah, Tina, my wife, also does the fitting of those, and she says they have workout stuff now that will take the breast prosthesis and stuff.
Yeah, so they're great. So Jeff will be joining us, and the event again is happening next Wednesday, May 22nd, inside Macy's from 8 to 1. The first 100 seniors and or families and caregivers get a $10 gas card and a VIP goodie bag. So we hope to see you guys there.
And we are. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back. We've got one more guest here.
Awesome.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is KCNR 1460.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., 3 Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, Shasta County Senior Nutrition Center, U.S. Senior Vets, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Arcadia Home Care and Staffing, and Willow Springs. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday. So Trish Clark is here. And tomorrow, pancake breakfast in the Gulch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to
line
be there
up for those pancakes.
Yeah, we'll be there from 7 to 9 on a remote. You know, we have no guests coming in tomorrow. I know Doug Lamoff is going to give us a call. Come on by, say hello, get on the radio. Hey, our guest today, Sharon Clark, and we're talking about the Spring Senior Expo, this huge thing that she puts on every year for our community. And that's the way I look at it, is in our community. And it's going to be Wednesday, May 22nd. It starts at 8 a.m. at Macy's. And I met Sharon real quick here because through the veterans organization, it said there's a woman who has a business here, Home Helpers, but she finds that veterans that need assistance and she gives them our name and makes sure that they know that they can get assistance from the government. And that's how I met Sharon. I thought, what a great thing that you were doing then, and you are still continuing to do great things here.
Well, thank you. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, not knowing the resources that are available, when I first opened was really a disheartening time for me. So I wanted to be sure that I learned more what our community had to offer and had outreach efforts. And thank you for supporting the expo and having us on today. It's been great. And you and your beautiful wife will be down there next Wednesday.
We will
broadcasting be live, and we'll have breakfast out in front of Macy's, and the doors open at 8, but we are in there, around 7 o'clock. You guys will be on the air, and I encourage people to come on down and get in line for your $10 gas card. And joining me now is Doug Hirsch from Addis Healthcare, and they're one of our main sponsors of the event, and they've been a part of it for a while. And Doug, why don't you talk a little bit about what your agency does and what you'll be having available for people down at the expo?
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you for inviting us back. It's a great expo every year. Seniors, really need to take advantage of all the information that is there. Your home care, we're home health care. We're certified Medicare home health care company. About 90% of our business is Medicare. The rest is Medi-Cal, private insurance, and so forth, VA. But as we know, health care is the number one part of our national economy, and certainly the Reading area economy, by far the biggest part of our economy is health care. Incredible here, incredible what's available here. People are so fortunate to have all phases of healthcare here. We're home healthcare. We get referrals from the hospitals, from the skilled nursing facilities, from individual physicians, from assisted carers, to do in-home health. The government and I think the average patient would much rather be taken care of in the home at all possible once you've got your care done in the facilities out there and keep them in the home. The government wants this. They pay us for results. As we know, Medicare is changing fast, faster than anybody knows. And what it's going to look like 5 years from now, we don't know. But as it stands now, reimbursements are going down. Standards are going up. but we employ about 30 people, including RNs, physical therapists, occupational therapists, social workers, and the real new push now, behavioral health, psych nursing. And we've been in town about 13 years. There's five home health care companies in Reading. We were just purchased by the 15th largest company in the United States, which is actually probably very good for us for what they bring to the table. A lot of consolidation going on with reimbursements going down and costs going up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still Addis Healthcare, and we're still out there serving the public. So.
And a lot of people don't realize, and thank you, Doug, you did a great job of explaining it, that with a doctor's prescription, you can have home health, whether you had a hospital stay, you're coming home from rehab, or your parent was just maybe sick, had a flu for a week or two, and you've noticed a decline. If the doctor feels they're a good candidate for home health, Doug's agency can come out, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, whatever therapies are needed, into the home for, you know, 3 weeks or so, as long as there's an improvement and there are rehab situations, home health will come in. Lots of people don't realize that service is available. So it's a, they're great and can come visit them at the expo. They'll be out front as a main sponsor as well next Wednesday.
Yeah. Basically, you got to be homebound, and that's a taxing effort to leave home, and then you qualify for home health care.
Well, you know, you can learn all of this next week in a non-pressure atmosphere. Seriously, you just go on up and you can talk to everybody. There's not in a showroom. You're not being pushed.
Right. Absolutely.
Sharon Clark, thank you so much. Spring Senior Expo. We're going to be talking about it more, reminding people about it. Next Wednesday, the 22nd, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. inside Macy's. First 100 seniors receive a gift bag.
Anyone has any questions, you can call me at Home Helpers at 226-8350. We still have a little bit of booth space left. If you're a vendor interested, feel free to let me know probably by Friday.
Okay. Sharon, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, Trish, for being here. And tomorrow we're going to be in Deadwood, or wherever the gulch is. Pancake breakfast. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News conference with the Prime Minister of Turkey. He's only expected to take a couple of questions that may have nothing to do with Turkey. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
And if Minnesota Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann were in the East Room, some of the questions she might be asking would be about the IRS targeting Tea Party groups.
What was it that the White House knew? Were they involved? Did they know? Were they involved in the directives?
Bachmann and other Tea Party lawmakers in front of the Capitol this morning. The president might also be quizzed about last night's release of about 100 pages of emails documenting the correspondence over the Susan Rice talking points regarding the Benghazi attack. Chris.
There are people still missing, with at least six killed after a tornado in North Texas. More live from Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Death and destruction in Granbury, Texas, near Fort Worth, where Linda Benware put her grandchildren in a bathtub and covered them up.
I was terrified. I was, because I didn't know what was happening.